Hello, Matt Toon, middle school parents and guardians. Welcome to the Principal Podcast for the week of Saturday, September 23rd through Friday, September 29th, 2017. I want to open with my sincerest thanks to everyone for their relentless support for not just Matt Toon middle school staff, but all of the Matt Toon district teachers, staff members, administrators, and first responders and other related community members who helped us navigate through these difficult days. The generosity of donations, well wishes, prayers, hugs, and more have meant so much to us, and we are grateful for every single thing, large or small, to help us help our children return to form. In the days ahead, MMS will continue to work alongside building and district administration for guidance on attendance matters and school-related activities. We will continue to work alongside Chief Branson and the local authorities on safety-based measures, and we will continue to make our staff available for your child and support and any counseling-based needs that may arise. We recognize that responses to life-changing events take many forms, and we hope to sustain the highest level of communication possible between the home, the community, and the school in getting every child what he or she needs to be comfortable and successful. Many parents have inquired as to how MMS has responded thus far to its students regarding the incident. So I wanted to briefly describe our efforts, which have been advised by district administration, first response leaders, and crisis experts. First and foremost, we have met as a staff on multiple occasions so that we can develop a plan for consistency for helping kids, and that we feel is most crucial. We have already reflected on our efforts from Wednesday and have begun exploring ways within our existing crisis plan, ways that we can become more efficient and effective for the safety of our kids. We have established that the main goal for Matt Toon Middle School now is to normalize our situation the very best we can, as quickly as we can. We are doing our best to keep our systems and activities running as they normally would. From the time of arrival to the time of departure, we have opened our classroom settings for discussion so that students may verbally process with their trusted adults and classmates. In those discussions, we are maintaining fact as guided by district administration and the chief of police. In those discussions, we are seeking to compare what the students' perceived beliefs are of the incident and relating those perceptions to the guided facts provided. We are then moving our students into thought-provoking discussions which may reveal more physical or emotional traits of distress so that we may identify those in need of support and then get them the support that they need. We are exploring a variety of coping mechanisms to be utilized with kids in areas such as advisory or other times of the day as needed. In all of this, we are remaining sympathetic to the needs of the students and their families. And folks, we are simply loving our kids as much as we can so that they continue to know how important they are to us. If you have any questions with regards to our efforts, I would encourage you to reach out to me directly, and I would love to be able to discuss and help as much as I possibly can, given the considerations of the situation. In transitioning to school-related events, I'd like to open with congratulations to the boys' cross-country team, who were crowned as conference champions this week. Both of our cross-country teams will return to action on Thursday the 28th at the Robinson Invitational, which begins at 3:30, and then they will chase the cheetah at the Decatur Festival on Saturday the 30th, and that race starts at 9 a.m. The girls' basketball blue team gets underway with its season tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. They will be playing a two-weekend tournament in Taylorville, and the 8th graders will open versus Paint a Sacred Heart at 9 a.m., and then face Decatur Hope at 11:30. The 7th graders will begin at 10:15, also versus Paina, and then conclude their day at 12:45, also versus Decatur. The teams will play two games apiece starting at 10:15 and 11:30 respectively the next weekend. In between the tournament games, though, the girls will head to Mount Zion for a 6 p.m. game on Monday the 25th, and then they will travel to Effingham on Tuesday the 26th for a 4:30 game. So that's a lot of basketball for the Lady Wildcats to get themselves started. It appears that 6th grade trio students will be meeting on the 29th at 9 a.m. in the Commons, and then the 7th grade trio students will meet at 12:30 that day, also in the Commons. And hey, folks, what do you know? The POS store will be open for business on Thursday the 28th during the lunch periods. If you're not familiar, the POS store is the place where your Wildcat can reward themselves for great behavior. There are tons of prizes to choose from, and they can spend away or save them up for later if they wish. Folks, I have to be honest with you, it is really nice to be back with you, and you know that I love the feedback that I keep getting from the parents and students alike on the podcasts. So if you enjoy them, always let me know. If there's other information you're looking for not included in this week's message, well, let me know that too. If you find yourselves with questions, then give me a call at Mattoon Middle School at 238-5800, or you can email me at jeremysmith@mattoon.k12.il.us. Have a great week, everyone, and as always, go Wildcats!